You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Let's go live. Let's just go live. I'm making the fucking executive decision.
I like how I got at 8:59. I got a tick tick, motherfucker.
I mean, but who are you showing off to?
You know what? I respected your shit. I was here on time, so I don't want to hear nothing about it.
Well, I mean, like, you've been known to not respect my shit in the past. So, like the U.S. government, you establish a line of mistrust, and I do not believe you going forward.
How dare you compare me to the architects of 9/11?
That being said, we're going live.
So good.
It's so good. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Hashtag No Offense. My name is Chris, joined as always by the lovely Duchess.
Hello.
Tonight, I've got my creatures, my brother creatures, joining me.
Oh.
It's gonna get weird, and I don't know what's gonna happen, but I'm here for it. We're actually live on Facebook tonight. We don't do that, but the creatures do, so I mean, fucking, why not, right?
Let's do that.
Duchy, your whole ass creature tonight.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That was legit. Sorry. That sounded like Jason's stomach. Jason Elmy and Adam Simmons in the motherfucking house tonight.
Hey, bud.
Whoop, whoop. What up, what up, what up?
Hi, man.
What's up?
What's the haps there, fella?
Oh, what's the haps on the craps, player?
Wu-Tang.
Sorry, I'm looking for the link to fucking share this episode.
Oh, well, it's out there.
That's actually a really good idea. I should do that, too, because I'm like a friend and stuff. That's like what a friend would do, right?
You totally should share it to your band of steroid-riddled misfits so they can come into the live
chat. Yeah, let's not fucking do that.
Come on, Jason.
I'm going to send it to Nick specifically. I'm going to send him a link in Messenger.
Hey, we're back. If you want to come on and abuse us, there's a lady involved this time.
Hey, if you want to pretend like you're fucking entertaining, I know nobody will fucking listen to you because you're hairless and your teeth are all crooked and no amount of working out will fix that fucking acne scarred, riddled fucking face that you were fucking born with. But I know that you want to pretend like you have a fucking personality, but you don't. Just go fuck yourself.
Dude, I told you the guy does too much drugs and drinks too much. I tried to fucking tell you.
Motherfucker, I'm on drugs and drunk right now. What's up?
Well, you're present. You don't do it too much yet. He did it too much.
Too much? Motherfucker, do we have to go over this again? I'm sorry. Chris, can you pay your bills so that we can fucking argue without me?
Pay your bills so I can yell at Adam.
Well, I do love it whenever Adam Simmons graces me at the show, so I'm going to have you do my on it read because you know more about on it than any person on the face of the
planet. No way. No way. Your on it read is spectacular. I immediately want to follow it with talking to Dutch about total gut health because I fucking live on that shit and I love it. So just go ahead and you.
First and foremost, you know, every week we're sponsored by Hemp Bomb CBD. Hemp bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of hemp bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp bombs come in a wide variety of products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS at hempbombs.com to save 20% on your entire order.
Yay, yay.
Just do it. We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization through a wide array of products and supplements. Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. Adam, what are they, buddy?
What are what?
I just gave you all the props on the Onnit.
Oh, like Alpha Brain and New Mood and Total Gut Health and Total, what's the other one? Shroom Tech Sport, Shroom Tech Immune. All of them, they're all fucking great. Their spirulina supplement is fantastic. All of their hemp proteins are unbelievable.
They're what? Spirulina?
Spirulina. It is a nutrient dense algae that I think 2 tablespoons is your daily supplement for all vegetables that you can have. Like if you're not eating a lot of veg or whatever, you could just scoop it into your protein and it's got the same nutritional balance as a bucket of not salami, fucking zucchini, whatever the other one is.
Salami and zucchini are very two different things.
I mean, they're very similarly shaped.
Yeah, they're very similar.
They feel the same in your ass is what he's trying to say.
I mean, like I said, similarly shaped.
Right, right. That being said, go to onnit.com, onnit.com/htnas, save 10% on whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself.
Get optimized, bitch. Dutch, how do you like that Total Gut Health?
I love it. It doesn't make you feel gross. You know, something you take, it like cramps your stomach up real bad. And this stuff is just like real. A lot of stuff feels like a laxative and it fucks you up. But this stuff's very gentle. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's got probiotics, prebiotics. It's got Total Flora in there, which it's got like a whole array of all of their other supplements thrown in together. When you open that little packet, it's like seven little pills or whatever.
Well, they're big pills for me.
Yeah, it's so much, dude.
It's a lot of pills.
I just fucking champ it, and then I take a scoop of protein, and I shove it right in my mouth, and then I just go for a run, and that's it. No water.
You do, too. When I was at your house, you gave me a little, cup with an assortment of pills in there. I felt like a 90-year-old man at the nursing home. You're like, here, just take this stack. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't even know what this is. This is bad news. Who knows what the fuck he's giving me. Yeah, I don't know that.
It was super good for you, and you loved it, and you did fantastic.
Not at the Simmons household. You just don't take random cups full of pills.
Don't take anything
those boys give you. Don't take anything those boys give you. You're going to get fucked up.
That being said, I may or may not be acquiring some acid soon. So if anyone wants to come over and party.
Y'all talk about acid?
It's an open invitation to the internet.
Make your way to Jersey.
That's right.
So what's up, boys?
I'm hitting the road tonight, Brad. Don't worry. I'll have some coffee in. I'll just head on there.
Fuck yeah. I'll make a pizza. We'll eat some mushrooms. We'll take some acid.
We can do some pizza right now, dude.
Fuck yeah. It'll be a good ass time. What's up, guys? How are you? Thanks for having us on. Yes. Dutch specifically. Thank you. Chris had no say in the matter because he is also one of the creatures.
Sure. I love you guys. I like talking to you.
You're the fucking best of all time.
Nah.
I felt like it was time just because our episodes have been getting creatures heavy the last couple weeks. We've been talking about some creatures adjacent material, you know?
Yeah, mine too.
Well, yeah, yours big time.
It's been on my brain lately. This COVID thing has got conspiracy shit on my fucking brain every day. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
Dude, it's like, I feel like sometimes it's all I can think about. I need to take a break from this shit and I don't know, read a comic book or something, watch a fucking Avengers movie. But it's like every social media you ever open the internet and it's like people arguing over masks and is COVID a fugazi and the government's trying to do this and that. And then they're like trying to release the real deal on UFOs this week just to distract us from fucking burning cities down and tearing down statues.
Dude, they've been trying to do that before all of the Black Lives Matter movement started to ramp up. That was their original distraction. And I mean, look, we can get fucking creature heavy if you want, motherfucker. I know you got that button going, but
it's gonna happen.
Yeah. But that was the original. We talked about it, I think, on episode 1 or episode 2 of the creatures. They are like, you know, we made fun of them because like if Chris walks down the street like 4 fucking blocks down the road, they could take a perfect photo of his head and see his beautiful little sex curls. But the photo that they released of that UFO was like, it's a flying Tic Tac.
Right.
Like, that's not what they have. Like, that's some old ass shit. Like, they're trying to generate enough confusion now. They're trying to distract us from bringing down the fucking monarchy. And fucking, they're like, if all lives matter, all human lives matter, right? Like, not the alien ones. Like, come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's fucking fight the aliens like Will Smith and them.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. What came out today was what? They've said that the things that they have are not of this planet's origin. Is that what I'm correct with? The Tic Tac in them? Like, it's not a government project?
I mean, Jason had, wasn't it Jason that sent that thing to us? It said it was of otherworldly origin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bro, look, if you want to get like super deep, and I don't want to fucking, I mean, so we can creature.
We're not even 10 minutes in.
I know we can fucking creatures it the fuck up right now, but like obviously you could see a point between when Roswell happened or happened rather, not Roswell air quotes, but happened air quotes, and the progress of technology that came flooding after that. I mean,
it took them like 50 years to develop an iPhone after Roswell. So it's clearly alien technology that I'm holding in my hand right here.
I mean, look, I'm not saying that it's alien technology. I'm just saying that TVs were black and white, and now they're color, and now they're in your pocket. Okay? So it's a little fucking different, Jason.
I'm just saying.
It may or may not be from fucking space.
Okay? I'm saying the development of color TV is an obvious indication that we've been visited by other worlds.
When was the last time you fucking took a photo on film, bitch? You could do it on the internet now.
I know.
You're welcome.
Film
is superior to digital.
I mean, there's no telling what he's doing in that. It looks like he's coming to us live from a Days In right now. So, I mean, like, he might have a whole ass stuff film put up behind him. There's no telling what's going on over there with the king shit of Fuck Mountain.
That Fuck Mountain might be $24 a night.
he might.
That's a roach. They had to roll a dead hooker up in a carpet and take her out of here before I checked in.
Did you have to provide the carpet?
Kevin, also go fuck yourself.
those I'm glad you said that, Kevin, because those drapes are a constant focal point for the lovely Duchess here. She
I bought these drapes in 2018, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, from a dead woman.
From who? Someone from 1942? Shut the fuck up. That pre-war fucking decor you got, bitch. The fuck?
These are fucking brand new. I got these from Amazon. Don't hate because they're fucking retro. Suck my dick.
Yeah, they're retro like a fucking pen, a fucking quill and a fucking quiver, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Quiver. I made your mother quiver.
Jokes on you. I got two dads. You're a fucking gay dude.
Yeah, holy jokes shit. On you. I fucked them both.
I mean,
shout out to my
it's
two 2020. Dads.
I'm not here to judge you. Did you use your feather to paint that photo behind your stupid head?
No, I bought that at Goodwill, you dumb son of a bitch.
You get your curtains on that Amazon right and your pictures from Goodwill.
I got that from Goodwill. That's high quality oil on canvas, you dumb bastard. You'd realize.
How do you know it's fucking high quality? That shit's made out of dinosaurs or no?
Shout out to the Mrs. Amy in the chat. Yeah. We're all at the defense of those goddamn curtains right now.
We went through some shit over these drapes. She bought ones that were too long, then she bought ones that were too short. It was like Goldilocks in this bitch. Then we finally got the ones that were just right.
Why don't you measure first?
Yeah, why don't you?
You know what? Because that's just fucking too easy, Dutch.
It's got 7 degrees and ain't one of them in tape measures.
I'm no numbers like that. Sometimes they're hard. Shit.
I'm trying to add shit up.
Guys, why not talk about the creatures a little bit? Because I bring it up on our show a lot that it's the side project and it's the where we get weird. But
my wife with a fuck you all. What I show up this live stream for, you cocksuckers?
Love you, Chrissy.
Dude, and see, this is why I don't go live, because I can't get a goddamn thought out. I'm just looking, watching the chat. why did you decide to start a second podcast? Because I know you don't even like doing the fucking first one. So,
present party included, motherfucker. What's up?
You tried to start this with some we'll call them civilians, some non-podcasters, and it didn't work out so hard.
Yeah, non-podcast civilians. Really good friends of mine, and they're just fucking weirdos. And it wasn't even gonna be a conspiracy theory podcast. The reason that it was like a truth seeking conspiracy, like left of the truth podcast, was because of you two.
That's true.
Realistically, it was just going to be another incantation of every other fucking podcast that is out. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm going to drink with my friends and we're going to talk because we have interesting stories. And basically, it's just like fucking civilians seeing that I spent fucking $4,000 on a studio setup and I brought it on vacation. And they were like, yeah, like we can party, like we'll talk and do whatever. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. But the two of you know, and everyone else that's in podcasting knows, the fucking legwork and the dumb shit that you got to get into. You got to keep going and going and going. It's just not worth it to a lot of people.
Sure.
But the logo and the name and the intro and all of that, there was something to that. There was, I love it. Like, I absolutely love the name of the Creatures of the Night and that fucking growl and fucking Laura Branigan, the music and shit like that. Like,
Dude, that intro hits. That intro hits. I was actually going to start with that intro tonight, but Jason's got me all timid because of like getting sued now. So we play so much music on our podcast that I'm like, I need to dial it back a little bit.
Be careful. It ain't worth getting clapped up by Apple or some shit pulling you down, pulling that RSS.
Don't be a bitch, Warner Music. You heard me.
I think that's why the intro never gets flagged, because the intro goes to YouTube every time. The intro goes everywhere, you know, and it never gets flagged for anything. So I think because you put the tiger over it and we told them not to be a
I did it specifically. I broke it up every, I think it was like 7 seconds. There's a different creature sound, like a nighttime creature sound, like the bats and then the werewolves and shit like that, specifically so that I wouldn't get flagged if we were to go live. But besides that, like, it with all of that, like the brand itself, when I created the brand, it hit. Like, that shit is marketable as fuck. And then the three-eyed tiger, I was just like fucking around. I was like, yeah, dude, I want a fucking tiger logo because I'm a fucking white person. You know what I mean? Shout to Jason Elmy. So
I'm also a white person, in case y'all weren't watching the stream.
I'm glad you finally admitted it. You're not fucking Chinese or whatever you think it is.
Oh, look, I'm only Chinese when it benefits me, and clearly Caucasity is, you know, I want that privilege. I'm trying to get that privilege check. I'm waiting for that privilege check to clear.
I see.
Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? But it turned into a conspiracy theory podcast because I was with you two fucking jamokes, you know?
Right.
And that's just our flavor, dude.
From the get-go, because of the third eye tiger. I thought, because the tiger has the third eye, I thought, okay, from the
get-go. It's just me being a weirdo. Yeah, it's just me being a weirdo. And then the pyramid logo came after the three of us got together. I actually did that when we were not doing mushrooms, when we were not hanging out in New Jersey, not smoking weed. I just did that chilling when we were actually watching Big Trouble in Little China and eating sandwiches from Nelly's, which is,
sandwiches were excellent too, by the way.
Yeah.
Big Trouble in Little China.
What a good fucking time that was, man. That could be all the time, you know? It could be.
It's got to move to New England.
No.
You're sitting there Ghislaine Maxwell's fucking boarded up house and shit. Like, we ain't coming anymore. Up there, man.
She got clapped up, dog. But wouldn't you like to be up here? House. They got these, the Jizzy Maxwell's up here now. And I'm sure Jeffrey Epstein's not really dead. He's going to buy a fucking chateau up here or some shit.
He's not leaving that fucking island. If he's alive, he ain't leaving that fucking island, dude.
You don't think? You think he's like secretly like haunting like the Phantom of the Opera, but he's like haunting that weird island? You think people like drive by that island?
He's been haunting that island since 1982, bro. What are you talking about?
Hold on. Feel me on this. What if you're in the nearby like U.S. Virgin Islands and you're like on a evening boat ride and you're just driving by his island on a boat and you just see his silhouette there? You know what I mean? And you just see the silhouette standing on the island. And you're just like, oh, fuck, he's watching. Like, wouldn't that be fucking freaky as fuck?
Yeah. And then he's like, welcome to Childish Pleasure Island.
With that fucking bull mask on that you sent us, Jason.
Hell yeah.
With the what? With the what on?
The bullhead mask.
Oh, bro, did you listen to that shit? I'm going to fucking publish that shit as a bonus to the IC. That shit fucked with me, dude.
Play people's songs because you don't want to get sued, but you're going to take a whole ass YouTube video and republish it as your own.
That shit ain't copyrighted. It's a fucking post from the internet. That shit ain't copyrighted. I'm not playing Michael Jackson tunes over my fucking podcast, asshole. Warner Music Group is not going to come after me over some fucking post from 4chan.
Yeah, they will, because you're waving your goddamn gun around.
No, I'm not. This is not my gun. This is my iPhone, you son of a bitch. I'm keeping my gun down out of respect for you, YouTube, even though YouTube is anti-American because I am a fucking legal gun owner and I respect my Second Amendment rights. I should be able to hold my goddamn gun on YouTube. But you know what? I respect you. And goddamn it, I respect the Duchess.
I don't mind guns.
Dutch, I love you. Thank you for putting up with us tonight.
I love you guys.
It cannot be stated enough that this is going to get fucking weird as shit. And the side of you that only, or the side of your husband that only you and the two of us know is going to fucking come out on his other show. Finally, people are going to know that your fucking husband, Christian Wutzke, is a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Well, if they don't after last week, dude. I mean,
Yo, see, that shit ain't weird, dog. I'm fucking proud of you. That's fucking awesome. I booked a fucking float right after fucking listening to that episode.
It's that's the whole reason why I leaned into creatures as heavily as I did. And when you extended the invitation, I was right there for it, because I feel like putting that onto our show puts off a lot of our audience. I mean, like, every once in a while you could sprinkle that shit on top, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. But when it's every week, where it's like fucking aliens, Epstein, float tank, mushrooms, blah, third eye, frequencies, I mean, pyramids. I get it, but I mean, like, that's not the way, you know, this is the brand that crackheads built, you know, like, I can't bring that shit over here, dude. We got to have a whole ass separate brand for that. Even though Dutch is a half a creature. I mean, she's all about the paranormal and the ghosts and shit.
Yo, she's about ghosts, dog, and I don't know shit about ghosts. Yeah. Yo, real quick, I almost said it, Dutch, and I'm trying not to on your show. I'm sorry, because this isn't my show.
That being considered.
Yeah, so considering this.
Furthermore,
and now, so I got fucking baked like a cake the other night, and I listened to the Parallax 2 by Between the Buried and Me, and I had a full-blown psychedelic adventure. Like, the music, like, I just had my headphones in, it was whatever fucking o'clock at night, chilling, and I was hitting the pen, and I just kept hitting the pen in bed, and I had a whole fucking episode, man. Like, I was seeing colors. I thought my body was being expanded and then fucking diffusing. Like, it was like a lot, man.
See, that's what I was going to say. You always got a little bit of weed in you, though. I mean, like, it's not like you're doing this shit just off the music, you know? Like,
No. I had a ton of marijuana in me. I had one metric fuck ton of the fucking ganja within my cockles, you know what I mean? Like, we were fucking deep, Jack. I mean, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I might have been fucking cookie high. Like, I was fucking stoned, bro. You
couldn't chew anymore. You're like,
I wasn't even trying to fucking chew. I was like trying to hold on to the Mother Earth. Like, please don't let me go. I recycled. I'm sorry.
Were you by yourself when you were doing that?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I was laying in bed just chilling.
Like, what happens when you're like that gone with the people, other people in the room? Like, do they just
hopefully kinda... those people are just as gone and then y'all are fucking like, jamming out to fucking Me and My Mama by Childish Gambino.
But I think it's like, would you have like just a conjoined experience, or do you think everybody would have like
so sometimes experience? They say when you take certain drugs, like they say it about ketamine, they say if there is someone taking ketamine, say Jason is taking ketamine.
I would.
And he's having a bad time.
Doesn't sound like him at all.
He's having a bad time. Mm-hmm. Chris.
Arguing about drapes? That kind of bad time?
No. Oil that's painting. A good fucking time. Fuck you and fuck your drapes. Chris can take ketamine and go into his trip.
Yes, and fucking yes. I've heard
take
that.
Him out.
I heard that about Terrence McKenna. Before.
Yes. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, that is literally that's what I'm referencing. Terrence McKenna took like someone was taking ketamine. They were doing a float tank. Right. And
he straight up said, the guy
was
on,
he was having help. A fucking bad time. And then Terrence McKenna was like, we're going deep, Jack.
Whoa.
And then fucking went in and fucking pulled the guy out.
Guided him through it. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But how do you know if somebody's having a bad time in a trip? They probably just
trust me. Dutch,
you know,
you'll know.
Like, I've never done anything like that. I've only done the weed, and that's been
look. You ain't even done the fucking weed, Jack. That's some 1995 fucking dirt weed.
You're right.
You ain't got that fucking good, bitch. No. I'm gonna send you some fucking
space weed.
I'm gonna send you some fucking unmarked, cookie bars and shit. And you're gonna be like, oh, this is delicious. And then you're gonna go fucking right to the moon, bitch.
Love it.
Adam sent me a pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving.
How sweet.
Dude.
Adam's a homeless Jackie Gleason.
He didn't die.
He said, bang, zoom to the moon, Dutch.
I would gladly take
that's right. Well, whole ass honeymooner, bitch.
Shit. So, I mean, realistically, though, like, I think it kicked off as we became proper creatures when I asked you guys to host the Saturn Time Cube episode, because at that point, I was like a white belt. In this shit, and I got in over
I mean,
my
we're
head.
All we're all white belts.
I think
we
not,
don't know what
no,
the fuck
no,
we're talking
no.
about.
I think maybe we're like oranges now. Maybe like we're
what are we? Is this karate?
Yeah, we're progressing. We're progressing.
Orange type. I want an orange stripe.
This is after, dude. This is after school.
I thought
school.
You said you want an orange drape. I was like, bitch, you got one.
I want an orange drink.
This is after school taekwondo, dude. We're progressing up drink. The fucking the belt rankings here. But yeah. I mean that's what because I mean that's our you said yourself, Adam. That's our unofficial episode one. Like anyone that's followed mm-hmm. the creatures, we started. I
of
think
course.
At episode
yeah, of course.
Four or three or something. Yeah.
And it all stemmed from our group chat. Like we have the IC group chat and we were fucking berating them. We were like, oh my God, Tower 7. Oh my God, the fucking Federal Reserve. Oh my God, this. Oh my God, that. And then Riley was like, yo, shut the fuck up, well, dude. I can't fucking take it anymore. And Joe B was like, guys, I'm trying to have dinner. I'm like, but the reptilians, they're coming, Joe. And he was like, you got to get the fuck out of here with that. So the three of us created our own fucking group chat. And then we had just a cube as the title for like a while.
Dude, you don't realize though, Joe B, dude, he was on this shit way, way back in the day. Like Joe B, and we did a crossover with him, like a full on swap cast, like in the 40s, like episode 42 or 43 or something that we simultaneously released on both our feeds at the time. And he was hitting me hard. He was pressing me about geopolitical this and sex trafficking that and QAnon.
Yeah,
this.
Dude, he's deep. Like, he goes deep.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I ain't trying to hear none of that, dude. In 100 episodes.
No,
later,
Joe B
like,
doesn't have fun anymore, but he definitely goes deep. He's a fucking certified creature.
If you took CrossFit away from Joe B, he'd have a fuckload of fun. You know what I mean? Like, take away his CrossFit membership.
Yeah.
And
like, if he can't do fucking kip-ups or fucking whatever it is, fucking with those weird pull-ups anymore, he would be like, his head's going to explode like a fucking Total Recall.
Yo, Chris, I wanted to say thank you for using the Asian belt ranking system for your analogy because that really made me feel at home, dog.
Jason, I'm all about making you feel comfortable. Like my entire existence is to make you feel better.
I don't feel like that's right. I don't feel like that should be. I think your existence is valuable. I think you have valuable things to share with the world. And if not the world, at least your family. You got a beautiful family. You got a wife. You got two kids. It's beautiful. I think, you know what, you got a ton to be grateful for, and we should express that via some Buddhist meditation together at some point.
I'm all about that, dude. I told you, I've been as I'm journeying, bro, and I'm meditating and I'm frequencying the I mean, Buddhist makes a lot of fucking sense to me, man. I'm namaste like a motherfucker, dude.
I'm happy to hear that. Buddhism makes a ton of sense. Buddhism is a wonderful spiritual teaching because it really it resonates, and even the Buddha himself said, hey man, if any of this shit sounds whack to you, if any of this shit sounds
that's whack
shit to you, then you know, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. If that
that's whack.
If it sounds whack to you, then just fucking it's all good. You throw that out. It's
yeah,
all
that
good.
Shit's whack. I don't know if I ever told you guys this. Probably I mean, not. I may have in the sloughs of inebriation while we were together, but my
were you high at that point at any point?
At right now, yes. At that point, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
You've been continuously high since then? That was February.
It stands to
reason. Yeah. Okay. Wait, what month is it now?
October.
Dude, I went to the liquor store. I went to the liquor store earlier to buy this bottle of wine. And I was like, why are there so many people here? What day of the week is it? And the girl was like, it's Friday at 5:00. And I was like,
Sense
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I told you guys this, but when my mom was sick, and my mom was raised Catholic, like she went to Catholic school, like got hit because she was left-handed and shit, had to tie her hand behind the back and fucking write with the right hand and shit, the whole nine. My grandmother worked at a church. Like she was mad religious for like a really long time, until I was like about 13 when she got sick. She had a cancerous brain tumor on her brainstem. Her roommate when she was in hospice care was a Buddhist, and her roommate was like praying and doing the beads and meditating and doing the whole thing. And she was getting better and my mom wasn't. And my mom was like, I hate this shit. And they were talking and her roommate was like, hey man, like just meditate with me. Like maybe it'll help. My mom from that point forward is a full blown Buddhist. Like I have Buddha statues all over my house. Like I have a Buddha tattoo because of my mom. Like you walk into my mom's house, it's like a whole fucking, like you would think that Buddha like was Derek Jeter in fucking 2002. Like Like, that shit is everywhere. She's got, like, all the statues. She does, like, the praying and the fucking... Mm-hmm. She goes bananas now, man. And that is, like, if I were to subscribe to a religion, chances are it would probably either be, like, the Crowley fucking Wiccan wizardry or fucking Buddhism. Like,
that's the beauty of Buddhism, is that, like, the wonderful thing about it is... If you wanna take it up, there's tons of readings, like scriptures, analogous to like Western like Bible. But you don't have, it's not like one of those things is like mutually exclusive. Like if you're gonna call yourself a Buddhist or if you're gonna practice any Buddhist shit, you have to like renounce this other shit, or you gotta call these other motherfuckers, you gotta declare a jihad. The beautiful thing is like you can read this stuff, you can be a part of it, you can do the meditations, you can have Buddha statues, you can burn incense, you can wear the beads, you can do all of this shit, and it's not going to necessarily preclude you from participating in other like spiritual practices like the Aleister Crowley shit you mentioned, or even some of your at-home shaman activities with the allegedly with mushrooms and or LSD.
We call it the burning of incense around here.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Which is a good analogy for it, especially when we're talking about drugs that are still federally illegal, at least. And so maybe we shouldn't say too much more than that. But that's the beauty of Buddhism, is that there's a lot of like lessons to be learned versus maybe like having to subscribe to something that precludes other things and everybody else is a liar.
And you can do it by yourself too, right? Like you don't have to like go to a fucking palace and pay Joel Osteen so that you can fucking get into heaven number 43 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
so there's nobody between, like with a Western religion, a lot of Christianity, there's money changing hands. There's tithing to be done because, you know, that's how they do things. That's how they raise money to actually help feed the poor and sick and stuff like that. So
I mean, Joel Osteen's house count. Yeah.
Well, like I'm not. I mean, look, there's dickheads like that, too. But like, I think the Christians do a lot of good work. Most of them are good people.
Of course. I'm not. Yeah.
But there are people at the top of the hierarchy, right, who benefit from their position in the hierarchical structure. And a lot of these people want you to think that you got to go. They have to teach you how to pray, or you need to pray with them so that God will hear you, whatever. But that is the beauty about Buddhism. It's not about giving money up to somebody. Oh, if I give money to the Pope, then he'll intervene with God for me. With Buddhism, it's you can do it on your own. You can pick up English translation of the scriptures online for free for nothing. You don't need to like pay out all this dough. It's not like learning karate. You need to pay money for a black belt or some shit, right? You need a teacher.
That was always one of the biggest problems I had with religion, is it was such a brokered experience. Like you have to come to my house and do it my way, and you have to follow these steps. Right. And if you're Catholic, you really have to hate what you're doing. You don't have to be happy about the religion that you're supposed to be celebrating.
I'm Catholic. I know all about that. I was raised Catholic, so you don't got to. I'm with you. I feel you 100%, Chris.
I'm surprised they ain't walked you through the streets naked Game of Thrones style, yelling fucking shame, spitting on you, dude, because you've been through some shit. And I know you got some demons, and I'm hoping to get you lubricated, and you can unburden your soul a little bit tonight.
You know what? Maybe
you fucking lubricated.
Maybe it'll happen. I need to go do the float thing like you do.
Have you ever done it? Yes, you do.
I've never done it. The last thing this guy's like going off on it. Chris, you got me sold on this shit though.
See, and that's
my wife. Like after we get done with the, like we got, our life is tumultuous right now because we got to move. We're packing up. That's why I didn't wear my Buddhist beads. They're like packed or something.
You're really disappointed. Yeah, you're really disappointed, Dutch, by not showing up with the beads.
Mm-hmm. I apologize, Dutchie. I'm so sorry.
Hey, baby,
Dutch. How the fuck are you? I'm tired of fucking talking. Jason is tired of fucking talking.
She has false started like four times, and I was going to say, this is what it's like when they're here, okay? You got to pick your fucking spots, and you got to take a leap.
No, I was just going to say that I believe strongly in meditation, but I also believe that you have to know how to do it correctly. So it's a learning experience. When we were on vacation with my sister and my brother-in-law, he was telling us a story how one of these guys that he knew had tumors all over his body. And he wasn't getting any better, but he would meditate.
Our brother-in-law told us this, not me.
Right, my brother-in-law. So he told us this guy would meditate, and he would imagine or like focus on these little like things eating the tumors.
He said piranhas. He said he would visualize piranhas eating the tumors.
Like a whole ass Pac-Man.
Yeah. Right. And apparently he got better.
Yeah.
Well, way to fucking bury the lead, Dick. She was putting together a fucking beautiful story, and you're just like, that motherfucker ain't got no tumors no more.
That was it.
Well, he cut me off like 3 times after he's like, hey, she needs to say something.
No, I'm saying you need to be more aggressive is what I'm saying. You need to take control.
But I'm also really interested in what they're having to say. So I'm just trying to.
Well, that's
Dutch, you don't have to fucking lie to us. Nobody's interested in what Adam Simmons and Jason Almy have to say.
Well, not so much Jason, but I'm interested in what you have to say.
Well, no, because
I'm just kidding.
I put the bat signal out for Almy last episode when you were talking about magnets on your belly buttons to lose weight. So I know you're at least interested.
Oh, that's right. Yo, Dutch, I got to fucking talk to you, bitch. Almy, get at her because I got to fucking talk to her.
I saw that bat signal. Fucking magnets on your belly button and shit.
It's this little itty bitty magnet too, and it's in the center of like this, like they say it's like herbal supplements or whatever. And you put it on your belly button, and the magnet's supposed to be just strong enough to penetrate the skin. And it's supposed to help with digestion, and if you're constipated, it's supposed to. I'm telling you though, I mean it works.
How many metals are you eating that it's going to help with your fucking constipation?
I don't have constipation.
Are you cobalt rich, motherfucker?
No.
Motherfucker, what?
I
rich, motherfucker.
Trying stuff like this because I think it's interesting. So you're supposed to wear these patches.
I fucking love you. I love you to death. I would literally, listen to me when I tell you this. I would murder a human if you told me to. I love you, okay?
That means a lot.
That being said. But,
you gotta fucking stop with that bullshit, dude. A fucking magnet!
It's a little tiny magnet, too. I should have.
What are you talking about? Dude, come on, man.
I should show you guys the magnet.
Bro, fucking what?
It looks like, I told you,
Chinese medicine. I thought that was good.
It looks like that machine.
They don't have magnets in China. You know that?
It's that whole apparatus from the Matrix when they're trying to pull that thing, that tracker out of his stomach, dude. It's a whole ass glass tube and she has to navigate that shit.
Yo, that's dumb gross. That's like when the condom comes half off and you're trying to pull out a little hangy part. Yeah, that's what you got with your fucking magnet, your belly magnets.
No, but
belly magnets.
The adhesive is so strong that you're supposed to wear these like for 12 hours every day. It rips your skin off. You can't even like wear them for the 30 days because the adhesive is so strong.
Yeah, I mean, that should be enough of a fucking... you're fucking gorilla gluing fucking magnets to your belly like you're a fucking insane clown posse hoping that you're gonna fucking poop more. That shit ain't gonna fucking work, Jack. I don't know who the fuck has to tell you.
Drink water and walk around the block. I know that's what I have to do.
Herbs and shit are good for you and stuff, but I don't know about rubbing them on your skin. I don't know what herbs are like topically absorbable.
Aloe.
Okay, there's one that helps the skin.
Well, chamomile.
I think you should be smoking them, or you should be like drinking them in your tea or something like that. I think they need to be ingested and actually enter the system that they're trying to help. Like if I slather my ass with aloe, how good is that going to be for my gastrointestinal tract? I don't know. I mean, it might be kind of pleasant because I'm slathering my ass in aloe, but I don't know how good it's going to be for my IBS. Is what I'm saying.
Does sound pleasant.
I'm IBS gang all day. You know what the fuck it is. And I ain't never put a fucking magnet on my belly, Jack. Not once, not ever, no way.
I also got these things because when the COVID was like for real, you couldn't do shit.
I like how it's called the COVID.
The COVID. So
I was about to say that, Chris. I couldn't
get a pedicure, so I bought those baggies you put on your feet.
That was sick. She had bags of acid.
I can't tell a story for
nothing. No, that was sick. Dude, tell it. She had acid bags and she was walking around
going, acid. It was these bags, and you put your feet in them, and there's liquid in them. And I thought it was going to be like gel, but it was like straight up like water stuff. And you couldn't...
Shout out to water stuff.
But you wrap them on your feet, you leave them on there for an hour, and then your skin's supposed to fall off. So I was looking at the videos and stuff, and they show these people peeling like their whole foot off because the skin, the few top layers of skin can come off. It took like 2 weeks for like the skin to come off of my foot.
I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go to the jujitsusoapco.com right now. Use the code word SAMPC to get 15% off of Heel Hooker Solve. Put that shit on your foot and fucking relax for 15 minutes. All of that fucking...
I was going to say, bitch, it wouldn't have been the first time we did that.
I love Jit Soap, man. I had bought it, and I said, like, I usually use body wash because I'm, you know, I have a loofah and all that stuff. But even after you use the body wash, sometimes your pits still have, like, that little faint, like, musky smell. With Jit Soap, nothing. Like,
you not once, skunk, not ever, not no way.
One. I love that shit. And I got
they're,
like, the
bro, they're antimicrobial holder. Pro titty. I've been telling you.
Yeah, and I got the bamboo soap holder, and that shit's tits too, man.
Yeah, it is.
I love jitsu.
Get yo, jitsu. Dutch, I gotta fucking yell at you about last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you said something along the lines of the government and psychedelics and stuff like that, and why it's legal and why it's not. The reason that psychedelics are illegal okay. is because once you take them, it diffuses your idea of what a hierarchical structure of a society should be. It's like, why is that dude in charge? Because he's just a regular schmegular ass fucking dude. Like, Donald Trump is just fucking a mad regular dude. Cory Booker, all of these guys that are fucking, they're just humans. They're basically just Jason Almey. Like that. And I would never let Jason Almey tell me what to do. Like, so why would you let these dudes tell you what to do?
Absolutely.
So that's why they understood in the 60s and the 70s when they were going through the MK Ultra program, when they were dosing people with acid, they were learning that people didn't want to take part in like a structured society. They were just like, I'd rather just be outside. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get my stuff. I don't have to worry about making money or like talking to a boss or stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, let me make it abundantly clear that the war on drugs is so that like we can be under the thumb of the government. Oh, I just 100%. Wanted to like, it has to, it like, there's no way, like Richard Nixon had a fucking hard enough time handling people, or fucking not Richard Nixon. Who's that other ugly white dude?
B. Johnson.
Fucking Regis Philbin.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
That's a fucking ugly white dude I was talking about.
That dude.
Glasses Squad.
Well, what's his name? Nixon is the one that did it, though, right? Nixon's the one that scheduled.
Yeah, it was Nixon, and then doubled down again on Reagan.
Mm, yeah, say no to drugs.
Yeah, but he had his wife. There wasn't any crack cocaine. Now they got crack cocaine. Tricky Dick. Tricky. I just wanted to
help that. He's not a fucking crook. Yo, you had to use Tricky Dick to get your fucking wife pregnant, but that's a whole nother podcast.
Tricky Dick, use code word swiping.
I'm Blue Chew.
TrickyDick.com, motherfuckers.
That's it.
Oh, shit. So, Chris.
So, Adam.
Apparently, I'm taking the lead here.
Hey, do you have questions?
There was a cube-shaped UFO that was...
And, dude, recently, this year, in 2020...
Yeah, what do you got? Show me. Because I didn't look at it so that I can have my normal...
Well, it's a 10-minute video.
I mean, you got 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Just show him the fucking picture.
It's a goddamn video. Mm. Don't you put me on the spot with shit, and then you know I ain't got
to
pull
it up. Well, if you told him about it, you got to admit that you'd probably
ask
him
about it. Come on, dude.
No, you don't understand. We talk about this shit all the time. I'm not prepared for what may or may not come up on a podcast.
Why not?
Because.
I was like, why is there titties, but that's somebody else?
That's Facebook. That's where titties live.
Well, Twitter titties.
No.
Insta-titties.
Instagram. Yeah, Insta-titties. Yeah,
sure. Well, same company,
if y'all
dude.
Don't follow
same company.
Whiskey Girls, follow them.
Badass Whiskey Girls is just the fucking old news, dude.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Like, they're...
I don't know of any new titty pages, so excuse me.
That's the tip of the iceberg. Hey, we don't need
what, is it Christmas?
Yeah, it does sound a whole lot like Christmas. Like
Polar Express and shit. Fucking Tom Hanks was popping out.
Let's hope not.
Strange cube-shaped UFOs were spotted multiple times in the solar system.
They don't want us
no
to listen.
No one knows
what
these mysterious crafts are doing out there, but they keep coming back to their position in front of the sun, sometimes landing on the moon, and sometimes even visiting Earth.
I'm forwarding this to the 2021.
That's the voice that I used to listen to.
Actually.
That's the voice that the guy that does that lore podcast I listen to.
A word?
Yeah.
Let's begin.
That's a good one. That's a good podcast.
Here's 2020.
Probably one of the best sightings of January 2020. This video was recorded on January 28th by a pilot of Viva Air during a commercial flight over Medellin, Colombia. The pilot noticed a strange object.
That's not a human voice.
On which he decided.
That's one of those robots. That ain't nobody from a podcast.
He sounds like the same guy I listen to.
A safe distance. The object was flying at hypersonic speed and had
no fucking way.
Or exhaust.
Are they gonna show it right here?
That's actual cockpit stuff?
I'll show you cockpit stuff.
What?
Cockpit? See it coming in there? You see it coming in there?
Yeah.
Well, if he would quit zooming.
I thought it was a fucking smudge.
If he quit zooming, you could see it. See it? Look at our cube.
Yeah.
Fake
no
fuck
fucking way. No, I don't fucking believe it.
That's fake as fuck to me.
Dude, that's the thing about this, man. See, let me tell you what. That's a very good point. You can't take anything you fucking see for
not anymore.
For what it is. So, I mean,
hell like, no, dude. I watched a video on fucking Pornhub that had fucking Wonder Woman sucking a dick, but it wasn't her. They can do all types of shit.
Look, people from the square community, which I mean is just civilians or whatever, they will tell you everything's fake. People from the truther community will tell you everything's fucking real, and neither is true, dude.
It's always somewhere in the middle, dude. Always, every single time.
That looks CGI as fuck, though.
What, Jason? I agree with face that. Right there.
It could be.
What happened to your face? Why are you like this?
His computer died.
Why am I like what?
Oh, okay. I said all of a sudden you're Blair Witch and shit. I don't know what happened. Tapioca lubricants instead of king shit of fuck mountain. I'm just confused.
Yeah,
he's sitting there going, I'm so scared. I'm just, I don't know what's happening.
You got mad boogers coming down the face.
Tears and boogers and shit. I don't know what's going to happen.
Get a blowjob.
Yeah, that sound mad sexual.
Yeah, I wish. Please. That shit ain't happening. I'm married. A blowjob. Fucking, you fucking kidding me?
True.
Sucks to suck, nerd.
Gentlemen, we're getting away from ourselves, and we skipped Florida last week, and I don't want to skip Florida 2 weeks in a row. So you want to talk about crazy Florida shit with me?
Full send, baby.
I can't wait till you're here, and then we can really do full send.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These no fish boys about to do work in Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
Thanks, too.
Yo, shout out to two.
Shout out to two. He came back for a one night showing, man, and it was fun, man. I was glad to have him back.
His stuttering motherfucker, he was great.
So each and every week, our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com. OHFISHL. Use code HTNOS to save 25% off of all your t-shirts, hats, and jewelry made by the homie Kaz himself. Official Clothing.
Live by your own motherfucking rules.
God damn it.
And it's good fucking high quality. Yo, shout out to our shirt.
Thanks for using it.
I didn't even fucking realize that I'm wearing a fucking Official shirt right now.
That one you're wearing is my favorite shirt. I love the
rose. Yeah, I know, and I had it first, bitch.
Okay, weird flex.
What?
It's a what? Goddamn you company. They sell them to the general public, motherfucker. Anyone can buy one using code HTNOS.
And it's good fucking high quality.
See?
I got two colors.
See?
What's your other color, gray?
You got gray? No, it comes in white.
Oh, sweet.
And so do I.
Uh-huh.
All right, first one I got for you was provided to me by my lovely wife, the Duchess.
Hello.
And it is West Palm Beach, where a Florida man sings and reads to alligators to relax them during the pandemic.
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either. He's doing God's work, correct?
Yeah, I mean, someone has to do it. Otherwise, those giant alligators are going to attack people on the golf course.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't check this out ahead of time, but it's a video. I didn't write any notes about it. I'm just going to play the video.
They call her the Gator Crusader.
As they should.
Told us that told us what he's been doing during the pandemic. Michael Wilmer works with a gator show in Florida that's shut down right now because of the pandemic. He says he could tell that the gators were confused by the lack of crowds at first, so he changed his approach.
The first day or two, I had one or two that would just kind of sit in the back of the pen, like, I don't know what's happening. Something's weird. I started singing to them. I read them books. I talked to him.
That ain't a book, that's a comic. I know
this guy. It's okay. Magazines.
Wilmer says he's been posting more videos on YouTube
what the fuck?
To reach people all over the world.
No. That's not
cool. He's about to drop a fucking leg drop on one of them alligators.
Fuck that guy with the fucking gators and shit. Fuck all that.
You don't agree with that? Yeah. Dude,
no, those are horrible animals. Fuck those animals. I'm terrified of those animals.
You're terrified of those alligators.
What would they do to me? They haven't done shit to me yet, but what would they? They would fucking eat me and my whole family.
No, they would fucking nuzzle you up and fucking give you the love and validation that you so desperately desire.
I desperately desire validation. That is true. That is true. But I'm not going to get it from those fucking gators.
You'll get it from a whole ass alligator, yo. Don't worry about it.
Shit, I will. And
fuck you, Steve Irwin was a G.
I went to University of Georgia, you cocksucker. We don't like fucking gators there. Don't do that fucking gator clap at me, you piece
of shit.
I'm not gonna
say Gator Bay because that shit's mad racist, but you already know what it is. Tim Tebow and them.
Fuck
no,
Tim
this
Tebow.
Is a Tebow free
and
household. This
you know where I fucking stand. You know where I was fucking born in the fucking swamp, bitch. Catch me dressed like Hulk Hogan doing the fucking, can you hear me, brother? Dude. Doing a fucking leg drop on a fucking gator like that whole ass motherfucker right there. That guy is living the fucking dream.
Speaking of Hulk Hogan, did you see fucking Thor is going to play Hulk Hogan?
Excuse me, what?
There is going to be a Hulkamaniac biopic. I don't know the correct pronunciation. Film major. Okay.
It's not biopic.
Yes,
there's going to be.
No, it's not.
There's going to be a Hulk Hogan movie.
What degree do you need to have that opinion?
And it's going to be played
by Thor. I have a film
degree.
I think I know how to say biopic.
You have a film degree and you can't hold your camera steady?
I'm sorry. Do you call
it? Boom, roasted. Get him. Fucking get him.
I didn't even hear that. That's how bad my technology is right now.
Okay, go on.
We have such hard times matching up with you technologically, dude. Like you have all that high quality equipment, but for whatever reason, it doesn't speak to us.
I guess not.
Look at him; he's just going.
Well, I love that Thor is playing Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. So anyway, Chris Hemsworth is playing fucking Hulk Hogan. That's pretty dope.
I can't picture Chris Hemsworth with that fucking hairdo with that.
Hulk Hogan's never looked like that in his entire life, dog.
Nope.
Real hair.
I watched
Hulk. Hulk has got to be fat Thor. I mean, yes. Thor has got to be fat Thor again.
Yeah. I said, because I used to watch when Hulk Hogan had his reality show, I watched it on MTV, and you could see like his bad hair with like the long on the side and bald. I can't picture Chris Hemsworth like that.
I can't wait for that mustache.
It's going to be good.
He's going to look like a shit of Oscar Mayer wiener. It's going to be great.
Dude, and this, on the same page, Little Franco is going to be Vanilla Ice in that movie.
Dude, that's
crazy. No way. Really? In the same movie?
No, not in the same movie. When the fuck did Hulk Hogan and Vanilla Ice join forces to do anything, dude?
Dude, you know
in 1984. Son of a bitch.
Son
of a bitch.
No.
Ninja Turtles 2, Turtles in Time.
Dude, but that would have been a great
Legend of the Ooze.
This is really weird. I feel like the shrooms are kicking in because like my buddy texted me earlier today, A, about the Franco playing Vanilla Ice thing. Uh-huh. B, he texted me a picture of a fucking arcade cabinet for sale at Walmart with fucking Turtles in Time in it. That was really weird, Adam. That was very fucking weird.
Why would you pay? It was just one cabinet?
Yes, it was an arcade cabinet, and it was Turtles in Time all over. Yeah, it had like the 1991, like, April O'Neil with the yellow shit on, but it was like the white actress that it wasn't the cartoon April O'Neil. It was like some like brunette lady. It was amazing. It was perfect. It was everything you remember from 1992.
Get like a fucking emulator, right? Like you can just get a fucking
or you
could
pay $400 for an arcade cab.
Or you could pay fucking $250 and build your own fucking arcade cabinet. It's mad.
That would
easy.
Not be as cool.
I know. I have a friend of mine that like is reluctantly building arcade cabinets and selling them because he doesn't want to follow his dreams because he still believes that he should have a fucking 9-to-5. But a friend of mine builds arcade cabinets on the fucking weekends and shit, and it costs $200 to fucking build an arcade cabinet. If you have a fucking computer, all you need is a computer and a fucking monitor, and then like fucking $75
wood, a saw,
$75 worth of wood, and then borrowed somebody's fucking
and like circular 4,700 hours and all that shit. Yeah.
So what? What else are you doing? Talking? Shut the fuck up! Build yourself a goddamn
I am talking
cabinet.
Guys,
you have pictures of April O'Neil on it, though.
No,
I mean, look. No. April O'Neil was the original fucking. That was the first crush. I thought every hot chick should wear a yellow jumpsuit, down to her fucking belly button.
That was a whole ass raincoat, dude.
That was like an orange jumpsuit, and I'm like, why is she showing so much cleavage? She's wearing so much clothes to show tit. Like,
it was yellow.
You could wear way less clothes than
it
that.
Was yellow.
She has so much clothes on.
She had full sleeves, and her tits were out. That's perfect.
Trying to appeal to the reptilians. Oh, I'm sorry, they were amphibians.
Different. It's different.
It's different, but same. Different.
But it's the same.
But the same. Next one I got for you is in our backyard. We're in Tampa, where a Florida woman tears the skin from her boyfriend's privates during a domestic dispute.
I'm sorry, she did what to who?
A Florida woman was hit with a felony charge after grabbing her boyfriend's scrotum, quote, with such force that it removed the skin from the entirety of the victim's right testicle.
She ripped the sack.
According to the arrest affidavit.
So he pulled his ball out, his ball bag.
Yo, holy Almy will tell you in Asian folklore that's called monkey snatches peach.
That's actually from the seven star praying mantis family of kung fu, but it's monkey steals peach. I learned that for him.
Yeah, I'm
you
telling
learned
you.
That for him.
Fucking monkey steals peach. No, Adam is for form. Once. Adam is completely correct, there's and he's like, not
I'm
high
telling
on
you, dude.
Form and tiger form, and now there's monkey steals peach form.
Shout out to our boy Delvin in the chat.
Delvin. What up, Delvin?
We got a chat going. We're doing one of those rare live appearances tonight.
Pimp juice.
Yeah, Pimp juice. It's Donika Shanice Mays and her domestic partner, with whom she has a two-year-old child, became involved in a verbal altercation Tuesday morning that led to Mays slashing the tires on the victim's car. When he left the house to wait for his tow truck, the dispute allegedly turned physical after Mays followed him outside and demanded that he hand her over his cell phone. When the man refused, Mays, 29, pulled at his groin with enough force to remove flesh.
So wait, so she cut his tires?
Yes.
And then took his tires.
Took his dicks.
Yeah.
She's like, you ain't going off-roading and you ain't going on no roads.
It's all because of the phone. She wouldn't show him his phone. Look,
I mean, I actually, this is just more of an enticing effort for me to come down to Tampa because, as Andrew from Totally Local will tell you, I haven't got my vasectomy yet, but this bitch could give me a whole ass vasectomy with just her fingies.
Yeah. No,
I mean, dude, I heard vasectomies are meant to be painless, and it sounds like removing all of the skin from the right side of your scrotum would not be painless, is what I'm saying.
I'm telling
Maybe
you,
if you're
dude,
a bitch.
That being
if
said,
you're a bitch,
that being
I'm
said,
a bitch. I
like,
will sign up. I'm the first on the list. I'm the top on the bitch list because I would like to keep the flesh on my scrotum, dog.
Well, that's a drop. I'm going to cut that as soon as this is done. I'm top on the bitch
top
list.
Top of the bitch list. Top of the bitch list. I'm sucking all the dick because I like skin on my scrotum.
And apparently the skin on other scrotums.
Exactly.
So wait a minute. So she attacked him, cut his tires. He was calling a tow truck like, yo, my girl's freaking out. I got to go protect my baby. And she was like, Marcus, that's just peach.
Exactly. That's pretty much play by play. He seemed to be doing the right thing, dude. Like, it didn't say he hit her. It didn't say he, you know, like clothes were burned or things happened. Like, he went outside and he was going to tow his truck away like a sorry ass fucking doing the right thing ass man.
Bitches are crazy. And that just goes to show you that, like, we feel... Ladies can do anything they want with no repercussions, and that's not the case. You know
you'll get a whole ass like, titty punch.
It's fucked up. Good like if that try, was gonna bitch. If you were trying to like if somebody like clit snatched me, better believe you know, it's like a totally different thing.
Ain't enough meat there to snatch the snatch.
Just fucking Donald
snatches?
Trump and
unfortunately that like that kind of rings true to me because like I got extra scrotum. So like I feel like
yo,
I got
mad
extra
ball
there.
Skin. Yeah.
I got mad ball skin. Yeah, I got extra
for
ball
days.
Skin. I'm thinking about making a Hawaiian shirt.
Your testes are like this, and then your balls are like foom.
Well, and it don't get better as we get older.
It's like extra, like they got extra roomy, like they got extra square footage in that.
No, my balls are flying first class. I got mad gahoons, dog. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
But look here, let this be known.
It's not even like my balls are big. It's just fucking scrotum.
It's mad skin. Let this be known.
They're like
if
peanuts
you lunge,
rolling around in a big old duffel bag.
Dude, if you lunge at my genitalia, you're catching a flying knee. Just
true.
I'm just fucking drive my knee through your fucking skull and eviscerate your entire fucking bloodline. I will hit you with the fucking Onbok 2 jumping off a fucking helicopter.
No, it's just mad sound effects. It sounds like
I can't wait to be listening to this on a podcast player. Like people are gonna be listening on a podcast player, like the fuck are these guys talking about?
Exactly.
Fucking Ong Bak? What the fuck? Monkey steals peach and Ong Bak? Shit.
Well, let me ask you this. I know Adam does, or at least has been a party to. How do you feel about the crazy bitch in a relationship? Like,
ooh, yeah, no, I've been a party to that.
I know you've been hit by whole ass cars, and I think there's probably curses and hexes floating around in the ether on you right now.
In the antiquities.
Personally, yeah, personally. And I can say this having been with my lovely wife.
I think Bruce Willis
wife.
Is about to pay for a hit.
Having been with my lovely wife for the past 20 years, I can say I like crazy in a relationship. But
you like dirty feet and cigarette butts.
No, you like dirty feet and cigarette butts. That's different than crazy.
No, I like crazy too, but not ball crazy.
No, you fucking don't. You live a fucking peaceful life. What you don't want.
You're a whole ass farmer.
Bro, you want
stability, motherfucker.
Bro, you know what you don't want? Going to sleep peaceful as fuck and waking up with some bitch sitting on your fucking chest with her knees pinning your arms to your side like, I was watching you sleep. Like, fuck! What are you doing?
That kind of sounds appealing. Like, I mean, like, if you're taking notes, I mean...
Well, yeah, but you know that you're safe with me.
No. The girl with dirty feet that smokes fucking Newports will suck your dick and wake you up. The other one will just run the broadside of a blade across your fucking throat until you I need some water. What the fuck is going on? Yeah, it's different, dude.
And that came
fucking crazy,
listen,
dog.
That came from a place of you have been there in that situation. Mm-hmm. The way you just said dude, that with I'm that look you. In your fucking eye, you've been on the backside of a fucking broad knife or whatever you just fucking said.
You don't know crazy till you've woken up to a knife to your fucking throat and a girl trying to jack you off and saying, you better come or I'm going to slit your throat. And then you got to somehow stay hard with a knife to your throat, dog. You don't fucking want to know about this shit.
I will say this. It's not hard to. It's not difficult to stay hard with a knife to your throat. But
maybe
you want to know that your house.
Flaccid.
You want to know that your house is going to still be standing after the sex.
Jason's
after
like
you have satiated the appetite of said wildebeest. You want to know that she's not going to desecrate everything that you hold dear.
Jason said, can you give me a second? I need to get to my tadalafil, and then we can do this.
Tadalafil, you dumb son of a bitch.
Close enough.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's a fucking medical term. Look it up. Don't
No. Crazy
read
is
books
different.
In Florida.
Crazy and violent is fucking different, man. I'll fight a chick. Like, I will. I don't give a fuck. I'll hit you with a fucking baseball bat, bitch. I've been through wars. I'm a whole ass Herbert Hoover of fucking terrible relationships.
Hey, I'm all for it if she fucking deserves it.
No, you come at me with a fucking knife, guess what? I stay strapped. I'm gonna fucking throw a fucking kunai across the fucking room and take one of your fucking eyes with me, bitch.
Who the fuck is kunai? Who
is that? That was
Tell me, fucking illuminate this fucking Jesuit.
I was like, Kill Bill, and they were like, eyeball.
This fucking Jesuit.
Jesuit.
He's fucking Saturn worshiping right now.
No.
Piece of shit.
No, he's not. Don't put that evil on
let
me.
Let him know. Let him know what a fucking kunai is.
That sounds racist as fuck, to be honest with you,
dude. Okay, Bobby's not sitting with you tonight.
It's like
a collection of throwing knives that I keep in my back pocket when I'm dating fucking promiscuous women.
I keep a knife in my boot, motherfucker.
Shout out to Uncle Randy in the chat. He's not about that violence. I have never been with the violence with a weapon, but I mean, when Dutch gets to a certain level of intoxication, she turns aggressively violent when it comes to fucking. She wants to punch and smack. She smacks me. She gave me look right here. The next dude in Stockton, California, everyone is strapped. Okay. She gives me the whole ass Nate Diaz Stockton slap whenever she has too many fucking margaritas. Okay.
That's because you have a good wife. That's why she fucking loves you. That's why she hits you. That shit is fucking hot.
Dude, that's Stockholm syndrome as fuck. Dude, she loves you. That's why she hits you. You take that shit and make her a fucking sandwich.
No, listen. That's why
you
talk to me. My wife hits me every fucking time she's happy about something. Good news. Guess what? Boom! Full fucking fist right to my goddamn orbital socket.
I don't think that's hyperbole.
I mean,
well,
in your life,
I believe it.
That explains a lot.
In Chrissy's defense, if she has to get a word to you, she has to fucking concuss you so that you're like, so that your fucking ears, once your ears stop ringing, she'll be able to fucking speak to you and not be fucking interrupted. But that being said, oh, I'm sorry, Dutch. Furthermore, when you're having, when you're in the thralls of passion. And look, when you're in the thralls of passion and somebody fucking hauls off and gives you a fucking good one, that shit's just fucking run of the mill, fucking regular schmed. That's fucking white bread shit.
Yeah. It has become regular.
That's a whole ass tomato sandwich. That ain't fucking nothing but fucking nothing, Jack.
That ain't nothing but nothing. All right.
That ain't fucking nothing
but
nothing.
Put salt on a tomato sandwich when you make it into Jersey
black pepper.
Okay. Well, black pepper, obviously.
But it's got to be fucking Wonder Bread.
And
John will fucking tell you that. Big John, fucking the podcast father. He will fucking tell you that it has to be salt, black pepper, fucking Jersey tomato, white bread, ungatz. That's it.
Ungatz.
That's all I eat is Wonder Bread.
Sometimes
PB and
sometimes mayonnaise.
You gotta have mayonnaise on there, right?
Gotta have mayo.
Gotta have mayo on there. Yeah.
Do you use a sriracha, like a fancy aioli, or what?
Not on that.
You don't want to fucking get it too, because then it's like acidity. You want base to acid. You want all of the acid to come from the tomato instead.
Then the salt brings
but
it out.
Shouldn't some of the acid come from your drug dealer as well?
Y'all talk about acid?
I mean, normally, yes. It depends on what form of transportation you exchange with your drug dealer, because if you give him a bike, he could give you mushrooms, but if you give him a unicycle, he could give you acid. So it just kind of depends on whatever the hierarchical structure of goods and services to be exchanged with said drug dealer is.
That's the conversion rate. That's the going conversion. Or you can get it from your listeners. I mean, shout out to Kendra. You know, if you're the hashtag no offense show, then acid just comes in your fan mail. So.
Sweet.
Love you, girl.
Save it for a rainy day.
Sure. Love you, girl.
Well, a rainy weekend.
We're going to save it for the fucking Super Bowl, bitch.
Yeah. Woo!
Shout out Kendra. Do that in February.
I can't wait.
Shit.
Word the fuck up.
I know Elmy's not coming, but I'm excited to see Adam.
No, because we're going to convince him to go down to Georgia and then drive down for a fucking day.
Hey, I'm surprised he hadn't. Charlie Daniels died, you know, so the devil can come down to fucking Georgia anytime he wants now. I'm surprised Jason ain't made it.
Not if COVID's still in the air.
Oh, shut up.
Can't be
fucking,
doing that.
Shut the fuck up. You got fucking Jizzy Maxwell and fucking Jeff Bezos hanging out with your kid. Your kid ain't getting fucking
currently,
the flu.
Currently.
I'm just saying, that COVID, man.
Look over your shoulder.
That could come get me.
No, we can't. Shut up.
He's got diabetes.
It would come get me. That's why I keep a gun under my pillow.
Whatever's.
Night.
He's asymptomatic because he's got diabetes.
Is that how that works, Dr. Duchess?
I have a degree in shit, too.
That's what Almy's got a degree in.
No, actually, Almy has a degree in shit, 3. But
that's right, because he's better than me. I was trying to figure out how to use that.
Thank you. I'm here. Do we have any more Florida stories?
Yeah, and this is one that's leaning into the creatures, because I want to hear thoughts on this. off the coast of Sarasota, scientists are set to explore a deep blue hole at the bottom of the ocean. Have you guys seen this?
Did you see this today? A little bit.
Okay, I will share a picture just so you know visually what we're dealing with here.
There's a deep blue hole off the coast of Sarasota?
There's 20 of them.
Damn right there is.
There's fucking... There's 20 of them.
Have you?
Okay, so that's below the ocean right now.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Why is it glowing?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, madam. Why is it glowing?
Camera lens? Moonshine?
Next month, moonshine. Next month, scientists will enter the green banana. That's what they call it, the green banana.
They couldn't come up with a better fucking name?
Green banana.
How about, yes, Adam.
The glowing abyss. What did Adam say?
I don't know. He just said yo, so I figured he had some.
He is the space cowboy. Space is the ocean, just upside down.
Yo, that's woke as fuck, Dutch.
Yeah.
Next month, scientists will enter the green banana, a 425-foot deep sinkhole in the Floridian seafloor that may contain hidden secrets, including microbial life. The research expedition into the green banana will reveal new insights about these otherworldly chasms in the seafloor, such as the nature of their inhabitants and potential relationship to groundwater aquifers. It follows another expedition in 2019 that probed the depths of a blue hole called Amberjack. In that instance, the divers dropped more than 100 feet into the ocean surface before they even reach the rim of the hole, which itself is about 237 feet deep.
I remember Amberjack. Yeah, I remember Amberjack. It's fucking sick. If you see the footage of it, it's nuts. You're like, and then there was a dude that free dove it. And you're like, you're going to die in Amberjack. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's fucking crazy, dude. So like, what do you think that this shit is? Do you like, cause this is like that. Remember when they found this shit in the Gulf of Mexico a few years back where they found an underground, like ocean under the ocean type
because
thing.
Yeah.
What was that?
The salt was more dense in that spot. So it looked like it was a lake.
So it was like a deception thing. Yes. It was like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, see, and that's what I mean. I am open to that.
I love the ocean.
I want shit to be true just as much as any other creature of the night.
The ocean's got some weird shit. That's
exactly. Possibly more so than.
When you've got all these people saying we're going only hundreds of feet deep, I mean, they've got machines that can go thousands of feet deep. So
yeah, but they can't even get fucking close. They cannot get close. And look at this fucking.
Well, plus you don't know.
This fucking guy.
Fucking Andrew. Yep. I love them. Well, I fucking love them.
And
shout
you don't
out
know to like what the temperature is going to be. So like it would be scary as fuck for me to be one of those like marine biologists that are in those little submarines in those little bubbles, not knowing like how
they don't. They don't have technology to get that deep, dude. There's no way.
237 feet.
The whole hole
deeper,
is like 500
than that.
Or whatever.
Right. Well, they're saying
to get deeper than that, they don't have.
Oh,
like,
they said they can extend to nearly 1,000 feet deep. Okay.
Yeah, blue hole. Yeah. It's a blue holes found around the world can extend nearly 1,000 feet deep, which is the approximate depth of the Dragon Hole in the South China Sea.
I'll give you a fucking Dragon Hole.
Needless to say, diving into these gaping undersea voids can be dangerous. In fact, the Red Sea Blue Hole in Egypt is among the deadliest diving sites of the world. That said, these holes. Are unique biodiverse habitats. It may contain coral, mollusks, sea turtles, or even sharks at any given point in time. They also provide nourishment to adjacent ecosystems, earning them the reputation as oases of the sea, making them tantalizing destinations of scientific research.
Sure.
I tend to lean on the woo-woo side and say wormhole, alien base, fucking, you know, shit like that. Is it just coincidence? Yeah. Shout out to Andrew. What was his name? He was the rapper dude. What's his name? His rap name?
Oh shit!
I forgot.
Something real stupid. It's like fucking.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Andrew, what's your rap name?
He can hear you.
What's your rap name, Andy?
It's like Caucasian spaghetti or some fucking shit like that. Mom
spaghetti.
There's so much shit happening off the coast of Florida. I mean, like you got the Bermuda Triangle, you got the Bimini Road, you got they're discovering pyramids and shit underwater, whole ass cities. I'm really into Atlantis right now. I'm really into like
look. And I mean, I don't have this entire underwater fucking sleeve because I don't like the fucking ocean. It's Nude Curtis.
Nude Curtis.
His rap name is Nude Curtis.
I knew it was amazing. I couldn't place it though, man. Thank you.
I love the ocean.
Nude Curtis. That's fucking good.
It's a fucking good ass rap name, man.
I gotta give it to him. That is fucking good.
And then what he did was he appeared on his own podcast as a fucking rapper. They were like, no, Andrew's not here today. We got fucking Nude Curtis. And he was like, what's up? Yo, so it's common knowledge among a lot of people who, like, I guess know this shit. That's fucking the dumbest shit I think I've ever said. And I've said a lot of dumb shit, Dutchie. We've only explored 10% of our ocean.
Yes.
And it's fucking crazy to me that that the majority of the earth is the ocean and we can't fucking explore it.
Can't or won't.
Probably both. They can't predict what's going to be there and they have to have machines to go to the depths. I mean, I don't know how you would.
Or
the earth is hollow and there's fucking underwater alien bases, Dutch.
I don't know. I've always been a big advocate of the ocean. I fucking love it. That's why I have a jellyfish on my back.
I mean, I'm fucking down, Dutch. You already know what the fuck it is.
But they've also discovered life that can't live anywhere else. When they go down to like the volcanic ones,
hell
like,
yeah,
all this hot air, and
hell
they
yeah,
have, like,
those little hot springs that are underneath, hell
yeah, and there's like thousands of degrees, and there's only certain species of animals that can sustain in that environment,
like bacteria and shit.
Well, there's like worms, there's crabs, there's like
certain dude, there are fucking
fish.
Sharks that live in fucking water or around active volcanoes underwater.
Yeah,
like it's so much more than we fucking know. It's unfucking believable to me that people are like just throwing trash into the fucking ocean because whole ass fucking Aquaman's about to come out and be like, look at my abs, bitch. I'm gonna try to stab you with a fucking trident. Mm-hmm. Like some dude's about to fucking pop out of there at that. in the middle of fucking 2020, right before fucking Bobby Shmurda gets out of jail, and he's gonna be like, "I run this shit."
Fuck what? Aquaman and fuck his turtle.
Damn, son.
Rude. I love. Yeah,
I'm just saying.
It's a very lukewarm take around these parts. Mm-hmm. Tapioca lubricant.
Yeah, dude.
But I love like the deep sea too, where they call it like the Twilight Zone, where all the cool shit happens with those anglerfish and those little lights and like those jellies with like the rainbow lights.
Hell
and stuff.
Fucking yeah,
I'm
dude.
Like real into those. Have you ever seen an oarfish? Those things are fucking crazy.
Bitch, you know I have.
Love them. They're so pretty, and they only come up to the surface when they're sick or dying, so that's only when you really get to see them.
Yeah. You know, beautiful. The blobfish doesn't look like a blob. The blobfish itself doesn't look like that, except when you fucking bring it to the surface of the ocean super fast, and then what's that, Almy? You have a lot of degrees.
Decompression.
The decompression yes. syndrome, like when
called
you
decompression.
It's called the bends.
The bends. Yeah. I'm an advanced open water diver, you son of a bitch. I know all about the bends.
Oh my god, I have my fucking degree in snorkeling.
It's not a degree. It's called scuba diving.
But it's a whole ass certification, goddammit.
You dumb son of a bitch. Yeah, it's a certification, and I got the next level. What I'm trying to say is I'm better than you, you piece of shit.
Up.
You ought to know that by now.
Dude, I got a fucking snorkel too. I don't give a fuck. Shut up.
Fuck your snorkel and fuck your goggles, you piece of shit.
I don't fucking wear goggles. I wear Googles, bitch. Stay woke.
Hey, I follow this Russian guy on Instagram.
You one of them?
I follow this Russian guy on Instagram, and he sends pictures of like all this other weird shit that he finds like in the deep ocean because he's a fisherman. So he'll pull up stuff in his nets, and he'll post pictures of it, and it's like a lot of fucked up stuff that I've never seen before.
Yeah, dude. Like, there's a lot of fucking weird shit that's going on down there, and we have no fucking idea because we're all like, we got to worry about land. Like, motherfucker, get in the goddamn ocean.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I say.
Like, stop putting fucking trash in there and fucking go down. Goddamn.
The
Marianas Trench. Dude, the Marianas Trench, we could just fucking look at it, but we can go to fucking Mars. Like, that is that baffles my fucking mind, dude.
What if the way to Mars is in the Marianas Trench?
Motherfucker, we've already been to Mars. The way to Uranus might be in Marianas Trench.
Don't be There's doing that with your finger,
okay,
sir.
I got a question for you, Adam.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, question for you. Do you think have explored a... What's that?
Can I answer as well, or is this exclusively for Adam?
It's for exclusive.
I'll throw it out to all of yous.
Okay, because that's very inclusive.
Do you think that we have explored a greater percentage of our own ocean or Mars?
Go. Neither.
I would say probably including on the way to Mars or Mars' surface itself.
No, I just mean like we gaze in the ocean every day. We don't count that. I'm counting actual exploration, boots on the fucking ground, in this case, tech
treads.
Well,
no, boots on the ground, no, but we have what is it, Rover 7 or whatever that's out
there.
Yeah,
but
now.
The Rover counts. The Rover counts. But, I mean, the Rovers, what do they explore? Teeny bits, right? We've done more of the ocean.
Like 10% of 70% of the fucking planet we live on. Like,
I'm not saying it's enough. I'm with you, but I'm just saying we've done more in the ocean than Mars, surely.
Yeah, but not the moon and not on our way to Mars. You know what I mean? Like, the entire circumference of the space between here and Mars's surface, we have fucking satellites out there and shit. You know what I mean? Like, we've been out there. We know what's going on out there. We don't know what's going on underneath our fucking feet, dude.
Yeah, there could be a kaiju under there, man.
There might be fucking reptiles that live within the
surface. That's what I'm saying. Maybe we do know. Maybe we don't know, but maybe we, air quotes, the royal, we do know, motherfucker.
Well,
like,
a lot of things evolve from reptiles. Why not humans?
No, there's something different.
Dutch,
they're from the Draco, system.
Look,
they eat babies.
If you and Chris, look, Dutch, if you and Chris ever get a divorce, hit me up. I'll fucking marry the shit out of you.
You fucking stay away. You get your hands off of her.
I'll marry you too, bitch. What's up?
All right.
I'll be Mormon just so I can make you both my wives.
That's nice. Better.
I'd eat pizzas every day. Get high and fuck. Hell
Married
yeah,
Chris
dude.
In a heartbeat.
Sounds like the life to me.
It's pretty good.
I'd eat shrooms out of Bobby's fridge. Shit.
Y'all talk about acid?
I thought you were saying something else.
Yeah, so did I, dude. Yeah.
fucking grundle.
Allegedly.
So,
right. I'm sorry.
Grundle allegedly. Shrooms.
What are your guys' thoughts on things like Atlantis and the Bermuda Triangle that revolve around the ocean? And in regards to not exploring and things like that. And what may or may not be there.
It's the same as everything else, right? Prove me wrong.
Triangle is the ocean Skinwalker Ranch.
That's how it works.
It really is. That's a good way to put it. And I mean, it's strange shit happens in certain points on the planet, dude. I mean, and it comes back to frequencies and, you know, things right. like that. You know, there's just certain hot spots. And I think that might be one of them.
All energy. The Earth is energy. And I think in some spots, there's shit, just Dutch. More
Talk
energy.
That fucking shit, Dutch. Talk that fucking shit, Dutch. Talk that fucking shit, Dutch.
That's right. There's just more energy in certain places, so.
Yeah, and well, and connecting to Atlantis, I believe, you know, like there are, not that it's like a fish fucking thing, like you're saying, like a whole ass Aquaman or whatever, but I think maybe
like
Atlantis
Fish Man
was.
Island from fucking One Piece?
No, I think Atlantis was a advanced civilization that, you know, either by their own doing or by, you know, natural cataclysm, you know, it's gone. And they were in tune to some shit. Maybe that shit was built close to the Bermuda Triangle because of the energy signatures or the frequencies.
I actually think that Atlantis, if it was a thing, and I mean the reference of Atlantis in historical documents, might be there was a small island nation off like Great Britain, and it was kind of like it was kind of far off or whatever, and then just rising tides
took it over.
You know what I mean? And there
that's
was
going to be Florida eventually.
That's going to be our entire coastline.
Well, you got to explain
too.
Yeah,
you've got to explain why the ancient Greeks knew about Atlantis, because what we know of Atlantis today, historically speaking, was passed down to us by the ancient Greeks. Guys like Socrates and Plato wrote about Aristotle. Wrote about Atlantis. So if it's in the Bermuda Triangle, these motherfuckers don't know shit. They don't fucking ancient Greeks in fucking 500 BC knew shit about the Bermuda Triangle over here
on the other
side of the globe.
This even predates
But they knew
that,
about the Atlantic Ocean, and they knew about the Mediterranean. So, I mean, I could see some kind of pre-Vesuvius-style event, some geographic cataclysm that causes this island nation that's maybe even like a smallish kind of continent unto itself that does trade with the Greeks. And, of course, it's called Atlantis. That sounds like Atlantic Ocean, right? That's where it was located. So I could see that shit being real, for sure. Mm-hmm. Because there's a tradition of like oral history of that.
Or, I mean, and maybe if they were super advanced and they were onto different forms of technology in their own right, not saying they had iPhones or internets, but maybe they had something for the time or for the day that was technically advanced versus the rest of the world. Maybe
some Tesla shit.
Maybe we know about that. Maybe the people at the top of the fucking pyramid, they know about that shit and they don't want us. They want to make that Disney cartoon.
I think
cartoons.
Tesla knew about
Put
that
in
shit.
Fucking Aquaman. You know?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It could have just been some 1952 shit.
Yes. Yes.
You know? It could have just been like, yo, check it out. We got paper. And everyone's like, whoa. You know? Like,
we finna write.
Like, yo, check it out. Look at his number two pencil. I got a fucking an abacus. Like, you know, it could have just been some shit that at the time was tremendous, but now is just like, man, motherfuckers, I can do that on my phone.
See, this is my biggest right now. This is my current passion, is this ancient civilization. Mankind is older than we think it is. Graham Hancock shit. You know, like I'm very much.
I like the Graham Hancock shit.
Maybe we can collab on maybe a future episode of Creatures to go deep on that shit about the previous civilization type shit. Because
that would be a great episode to have Bobby Light on, because he just finished.
Yeah.
And during quarantine, he's finished every single one of Graham Hancock's books.
No shit.
Like, he's been, he's been on Audible, and he just like, he fucking did them all. So like when he's like cooking in the kitchen or fucking working out or whatever, he's just fucking blasting that shit. So I've been like, kind of peripheral listening, but I fucking love that, man. I have, one of his fucking books up here. I don't fucking know. Who knows? But I got a couple of Graham Hancock books up there too. But obviously Audible is the way to go, but
yeah.
Bobby Light would be fucking tremendous for that.
Well, we'll have to work that out, man. I believe I have connections to we could get that set up.
Oh, you know a guy?
Yeah, I think I know a guy. I got one more on the Florida list, and then we can get out of here if you guys want. Orlando.
I'm fucking chilling.
We're in Orlando where they're building a floating cinema equipped with social distancing boats.
What?
Have you guys seen this?
That fucking rules. That's so like awesome. So pull into the dock and watch a movie kind of thing.
This is another one. I could read it, but I might just play the video because, I mean.
Yeah, play the video. I like videos.
Yeah. We'll just do it that way.
I'm simple.
She had the simple jack in them.
She went full retard.
Never go for kind of you woman. Should have won an Oscar. thank you for that. Thank you.
Oh, what movie?
Flaming Dragon.
We are Flaming Dragon. Yo, dog.
I'm gonna need you to take a step back and literally fuck your own face. Own face.
Dog, I'm not gonna lie to you. Oh, I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima, and every single time I see the Mongolians, I'm like, we are Flaming Dragon.
Dude, that's cool.
Fuck them up with a goddamn katana.
So they give you like a little paddle boat or something.
No, they don't give you.
Oh, well, they all look uniform, so I figured you just fucking go there and be like, hey, I need to rent a boat.
Well, that's.
Oh, come on.
God damn it.
Oh, damn. Now, Almy's joke is not as funny because.
No free ads, dude. See?
Oh, yeah.
They way to go, nerd.
YouTube went full retard.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Almy.
He doubled down.
Oh, no.
Of course he did. Would you expect anything
How
else?
How could you do that to Bill Nye?
Is that Bill Nye? No. I can't tell.
The dude standing that's next to him in that suede sweater, it is.
The younger version? Oh.
I didn't know Bill Nye had a retard fetish.
God damn it! He tripled down.
You'll soon be able to catch a flick at a floating cinema. Fox 35's Heather Gustafson reports.
Oh shit, Luis Swirl.
Who says you can't have some fun while social distancing? With movie theaters around the country closed during the pandemic, drive-in movie theaters are seeing a resurgence, and now one Australian company is taking it a step further.
Dope.
With boats
that does look
in
dope.
Movies. Beyond Cinema announced its floating cinema will be coming to the U.S. very soon.
Paddle.
They've already had success overseas in countries like France.
It's been years we're creating operations to.
This motherfucker is just the most European dude they can find.
He's got no ties to the company whatsoever.
He's like, oh, listen, I have a baguette. I'm smoking cigarettes.
To tell to the people and to tell to the world.
My wife.
Paris is one of the worldwide.
All right, all right. Can't fucking talk. We know.
Paris is a worldwide capital of cinema.
A magnificent night.
So far, 16 U.S. cities have been listed as sites floating cinema will visit, including Orlando. According to a press release, tickets will require you to purchase the whole boat to ensure that groups will be seated with friends and family only, and to allow for social distancing on.
I mean, you just rent the boat, dude, obviously. It's like a fucking drive-in. But did you see that fucking whack-ass shit that they were playing? Like it was like a fucking cell phone video in the sun? Look, if I'm buying a boat, yeah, that shit better be in fucking 4K, and there better be a dark fucking drop on the back of
they
it.
They had fucking synchronized swimming up there, bro.
Yo, she looks like she's part of the Foot Clan.
Dude, she is
fucking turtles in time and shit.
That was purely for posturing. She was outdoors at night alone.
That's terrible.
Bro, on the water, like who? What are you gonna? You're gonna fucking spread COVID to the fucking grasshoppers?
No, there's a fish. Some fucking fish is gonna give her COVID.
You can't do that shit in Orlando because where there's water, there's gators, and some dumbass motherfucker is gonna fall over and get eaten by a gator.
Yeah,
that's part of the show. That's part of the
fucking show.
You can't
do that in Orlando. Everywhere
there's
water,
I'll pay double if a dude gets eaten by a gator. What was that stupid ass movie you guys watch?
I would pay triple if it was Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and right when the guys are falling at the end of getting eaten by the gators, if fucking gator comes up and fucking snaps somebody, I'd be like, oh shit.
It's funny, dude. It's funny you said that.
I'm like, oh yeah.
Dude, it's funny you said that, man. I drove by our drive in today and they just changed the movies and Raiders of the Lost Ark is playing there tonight, man. I want
to
go see
it. What are you guys doing here? Talking to
what are you doing, me? Shit.
Bro, I wanted to go to Back to Future and Jaws, and she wouldn't do it because of the whole thing. You know, like, she's fucking white privileged, and she doesn't want to listen to the movie and be outside and things, you know, like,
yeah.
It's a whole ass thing. I know.
What you do is just get a bunch of really good snacks, and then you just chill. Hold on. Are we doing this, or are we doing this?
No. Read his name.
I know, but are we doing this, or?
No. We're almost done. He can come. We'll do an after show. He can come in and leave him alone. I told him not to. Now he's fucking grounded. That's what you do when you have kids.
Post show?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do a post show.
Oh, shit.
What do you want?
Shout out to Riley Trudell, the fucking Plunge Podcast.
Fucking creeping, dude. He's got executive privileges.
Love that, dude.
So before we dip, I got a list of movies that apparently are upcoming, because it said that they're playing a mix of classic and new movies, which I was like, I didn't think nothing new was coming out, at least not in a theater setting. But this shit is either coming out or pushed back.
Avatar 2.
So, yeah, well, that's got pushed back.
Did you see the list? Every 2 years, there's going to be a fucking Avatar movie?
Yeah.
They waited what too long.
No more I'm fucking Blue Lives Matter. I get it, but fucking get over it, dude.
I like her.
Emma Stone as well. Cruella? I know what I'm fucking jerking off to. Jesus Christ.
That's what they say.
I mean, hell fucking yeah, dude. I'll watch that bitch drown a puppy. I don't give a fuck.
She got the look. She got the look.
In fact, that might work.
She got the look. I fucked the ever-loving shit out of that bitch and her long-ass cigarette.
Are you guys Avatar haters, or you like that? You like Avatar?
No, I just don't want fucking 14 of them.
Right. I don't think...
Avatar.
I just think that it was better when it was Pocahontas and Dances with Wolves.
And like, Fern Gully, the last
and fucking Fern Gully. That movie's been fucking done hundreds of times.
Yeah, but not without the fucking Halo mixed with the CGI battle scenes and the bitch from Fast and the Furious.
Oh, and like a dude on a fucking dragon fucking putting his tail on a tree? Yeah, Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Those are called banshees.
No, you better recognize.
El Conjuro.
I want to see The Conjuring. Shit.
Oh, that's El Conjuro El Diablo.
The Conjuring of the Devil.
El Conjuro 3. That's the fucking Conjuring 3 in Spanish, because you're too broke to pull the up Conjuring the
English. Para Español, Marca Número yes. Ocho. See, that I'm down. Yes. I'm down for. Yeah. I'm fucking down for Godzilla versus Kong in a fucking drive-thru.
Who's your favorite
That's
Godzilla?
The way to fucking watch a kaiju movie.
Who's your favorite Godzilla villain? I got to go Mothra all day.
I was going to say, I thought I like Mothra, but then the little kid in me wants to say like Mecha Godzilla because he's a robot, you know? But I like Ghidra too.
He's a whole-ass robot.
I like a Ghidra too.
Yeah, dude.
Kong was a good movie with Jack Black, that Kong movie. I like that.
Sorry.
Almy, what's that motherfucker with three heads? What's his name?
I don't fucking know.
Gilgamesh. What are you talking about? You got a fucking degree in fucking Scientology or whatever
cinema.
The fuck it is.
He said he had a fucking cinematic degree.
You better know everything about every movie ever made ever from now on, okay?
I mean, just the fucking popular ones, dude.
Dude, Batman's the only DC Gojira.
I don't want to start this now.
Twilight, motherfucker?
Twilight,
yeah.
I'm down. Look, no, I'm down for the Twilight Batman, but like, restarting the franchise, please, for the love of fucking God. And like, if you're going to make a TV series, make it part of the fucking universe, man. I can't watch four fucking Flashes. Fuck you. Mm. Just fucking make it one, dude. Oh, it happens in different realities. Then fucking make a time fucking changey guy. Dude, who cares? Shut up. Get the fuck out of here.
Into the Spider-Verse was good. Yeah, but it was all the same movie.
They need to make that live action. I think they need to make that part of like the MCU and do
a Miles Morales. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing that Miles Morales video game for PS4.
Yeah, well, that's what Riley was talking to me about switching over to PlayStation and shit.
Riley's fucking bugging out right now because
he is, dude. He's
I see you, baby. What's up?
He's three sheets to the fucking wind, dude.
Jensen Ackles from Supernatural should be Batman.
Your favorite Batman is Val Kilmer, so your opinion is null and void.
I just say that because I know you hate it.
Wow. Not even George Clooney.
Yeah, dinosaurs? George Clooney, no.
George Clooney had nipples. Our children are probably going to be excited for this one. They're big on Jurassic Park right now. It's fun to watch them discover the Jurassic Park movies because I'm watching them with them and shit.
Fun. I could see how that would be really fun.
I bought Logan a little like T-Rex skull. I had gone shopping with my sister last weekend, and they have like those little... like, you know, things. And I was like, oh, he'll like this. Dude, he's got his little T-Rex skull on his little TV stand, and he's got the Jurassic Park movies next to it like it's a whole ass display.
He's starting his antiquity collection. Yeah, he's starting his antiquity collection,
and he plays
dude.
Ark Survival, which is like, you know, dinosaur park and all that stuff. I love it.
Fuck yeah.
I still want to watch
I'm down for Fantastic Beasts because I love the fucking... Fuck dude, I love the Harry Potter series, I'm down for
the
second.
We need some more goddamn Harry. We need an 18th Harry Potter movie. Fuck
that
guy.
I still ain't watched the first one.
Yes, please.
Dude, I'm done with fucking Michael Myers.
I will watch every Michael Myers movie. I love horror
movies.
Nah,
dude, that dude should have died in 1972. Shut the fuck up.
He did. He's back from the dead, don't you know?
Don't you know?
The movie was so good.
Oh, shit.
The last time.
Yo, who's playing Black Adam?
You are, motherfucker.
Dwayne Johnson.
Shout out to me. Is it The Rock?
It looks like
The Rock.
The Rock.
If it's The Rock, I'm fucking down. Because if it's not The Rock, I don't give a fuck.
Can you
Shazam?
The Rock.
Shazam was fun. Adam is going to be fucking sick.
I haven't watched Shazam yet, but I was going to say, can you school me on who Black Adam is? Because I don't know the mythos there.
So Black Adam is the anti-Shazam. So Shazam is a superhero in DC, and Black Adam is his like arch nemesis.
It's like Spider-Man.
They have the same. I'm officially declared a homosexual. Thank you, Jason Almey. I'm sorry that I know more about movies than you do. You want to give me one of your fucking degrees? You don't have to frame. I'm not going to frame it on the wall.
Not movies.
Without being classically trained.
Comics. Yeah. But.
Black Adam is
Shazam's
sick. Shazam's Venom.
Yeah, essentially.
We got Shazam on the list. We should watch that this weekend just because I've been wanting to. Speaking of Venom.
I didn't
see the first one yet.
Venom 1 was fucking boo-boo garbage.
I heard
And they're going to fucking destroy this. Who the fuck are they have playing Carnage?
Oh, Woody Harrelson.
Like Woody Harrelson or some shit like that. Yeah, dude, it's not good. Like, you should have had fucking anybody else, some lengthy fucking gnarly looking motherfucker that like you know is gonna bite your throat, not the dude from fucking Zombieville fucking 4.
I will never watch a Purge movie.
I'm genuinely disturbed by the Purge.
Not for nothing. The Purge movies are fucking good. Fight me.
I won't.
They're good.
Because they could be real. That's why I won't watch them.
I know. That's why they're fucking good, Dutch.
That's the beauty of it, but that's also the fucking... Jason, you haven't seen one yet that I think that you've anything good to say about. What are you excited for? What tickles your fucking Blue Chew fancy?
Fridays.
No Time to Die.
Oh yeah, yes. Just fucking change, yes.
Talk,
change
talk,
the
no
record.
No Time to Die.
Is it? No, keep going.
I'm sorry.
No Time Eternals. To Die.
I'm excited for this one. Okay. I don't know anything about it.
Let's see. Is it like known people that we would know, like known superheroes?
No, it's a whole
kind
new,
of, but
it's a
not
whole
really.
New team. It's like a
because you had the Juggernaut on the left there, and then you got like fucking.
That ain't the Juggernaut, bitch.
I'm the goddamn
Juggernaut. That ain't the
Juggernaut, bitch.
Well, they got like Mrs. Fantastic
me,
in there on her hip and shit.
No.
Fuck you, Charles. I'm gonna hit you with your own pimp.
That looks like He-Man in the middle.
I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna rape him. I'm gonna eat his fucking costume.
That's the thing on the end. Then you got He-Man.
No,
over
that's
here.
Not
the
no.
You've
that's
got
none
Ivy,
of those.
And then
that's
got
none of those.
Mrs. Fantastic.
No, I appreciate the name drops, but that's none of the people that.
Oh, Sing 1 was good. It was cute. I'd watch Sing 2.
Oh, here you go,
There's
Jason.
Chinese.
Here you go, Jason.
Yo, Albie, how was it to be in that movie?
Legend of the Ten Rings.
What a sorry ass poster. What's that supposed to hype right there?
Nothing. Because the first one was
fuck
shit.
The suicide. Yo, dog, this is what I'm fucking talking about.
They're doing a Mortal Kombat correctly.
Oh my god, I can't fucking
get
wait,
over
dude.
Here. They're correctly going to do a Mortal Kombat.
You know what they need to do that would get me excited about cinema in 2021?
Make a Street Fighter.
I need a fucking Turtles in Time movie.
A whole ass with a whole ass fucking Jim Henson fucking puppeteering team.
It's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. They went to fucking China, dude. They went to fucking feudal Japan or whatever they did, man.
I don't want that
they
shit.
Did.
I don't
it
want
they did. It was good. It was good. It was fun. The new Mortal Kombat movie is going to be fucking amazing. And
do
I
we have any
fucking wait.
Do we have any casts?
I cannot fucking wait.
Do we have any cast notes or anything?
Yeah. They've already filmed it.
Oh, really? Okay, well,
yeah, dude.
You know what? Maybe we'll talk about that in a post-show live that we're going to be doing directly
so
following this
good.
Broadcast.
Oh, my God. It's so
where we will be joined by one Riles Trudy.
So fucking good.
Of the Plungeroonie.
Jason's like, I'm out.
Ooh!
Yo!
Yes. Sick. Dude. They're going to have Spider-Man be fucking, what's his name?
Yeah. Nathan Drake.
He's in that shit.
Yeah, Nathan Drake.
Fuck
yo,
dude.
That game, Ghost of Tsushima, is very much like fucking Uncharted.
Talk about the one game before the one movie before you go to the next movie.
I'm sorry. I didn't expect it to be LeBron and Space
LeBron
Jam.
Why is LeBron in there?
Oh, because he's
LeBron
the best.
With Space Jam because he's the new Jordan. That's why. Ugh. Shout out to Bobby Moore. He's real fucking stoked about this. Yep. He's going to take his stepkids to go see it, and he's going to be stoned to the gills, and I can't wait for his excitement. Me, on the other hand, I'm good.
I'm excited for this one.
We've played this trailer a long time
really
ago.
Good.
The new
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
It looks really good. The trailer looks awesome.
Yeah. I hope it's good. I hope
it's good too. I'm a sucker for skeptical. A reboot or an unneeded sequel.
It can't
sequel,
be worse
dude.
Than the lady one.
No, the lady one was unneeded.
I don't think I've seen the lady one. I refuse.
Well, here's your girl. Here's your girl, Mila Jovovich. Monster
oh,
Hunter.
She's the resident
Monster
Evil
Hunter,
bitch.
Dude.
Is that
That's
based on a game
fun
or something,
shit.
Or is that an original thing?
It looks like a game.
I think it's a fucking
it
anime.
Like a video
if I'm
game.
Yeah.
I like how that
Monster
the
Hunter's
jaw
a video
of
game.
Something. That
like,
oh, I'm thinking top. A Hunter Hunter.
That looks fucking cool. Her fucking sword's the jaw of something. That's awesome.
Yeah, that Monster is Hunter is based on a video game.
Yo, Mila Jovovich is like fucking 73 years old, yeah?
Yeah. She's
she
old as fuck.
Yeah, something like that.
She don't age like Keanu Reeves.
Is that The Rock again?
That's yeah, The Rock, dude. And that's Emily Blunt, and she's delicious. So I
she is
what
fucking
movie
delicious.
Is that?
It's called The
what,
Jungle
what's
Cruise.
What's that movie called?
It's a Disney
Jungle
joint.
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, Jungle Cruise.
Okay.
You think we're going to get some side boob or no?
Oh, that was
I got
to
go
yeah,
watch
sure.
fucking Me Without
if
You.
It looks like Anaconda rebooted.
Dude, that was supposed to drop today.
I'll fucking reboot your Anaconda, Dutch.
Yeah,
July 24th. That was supposed to drop today.
Tom and Jerry. That's cute.
No way. They're doing a fucking Tom and Jerry.
A movie?
Get the fuck out of here.
That's awesome.
More? This is what's up. This
yo,
is what's up.
Talk.
This is what's up. I'm excited for this one, man. This
yo,
is one of those unknown
yo,
things.
You've seen the trailer for this, right?
Yeah. And they're gonna, that's going to
Does Jared Leto run a sex cult or what?
I mean, he looks
he
like got, it,
he
right?
He looks the part.
He has,
yeah.
he has one, though, right? Doesn't he run a sex cult?
I don't think
but
so.
But, like, they're all consenting adults.
I mean, he definitely looks the part, but I mean, I'm excited. Cult? I'm excited for them to weave that into the Spider-Man
you guys
universe.
Played the. You guys played the fucking trailer on here once, right?
Of Morbius?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we did when it dropped. It was a few months back.
Maybe. Oh,
fuck,
yeah, because I got excited
so...
for Jared. That's right.
It's yeah, I'm excited about that to be weaved into the Spider-Man. Speaking of which, nice. New Spider-Man looks like a black suit and looks like Venom to me.
Yeah.
They're tying it in, man, finally.
Proper in the MCU. I mean,
yeah, it's
going to
make it proper
that's
in the
gonna
MCU.
Be, that's going to be individual of the Venom movie, though, yeah? Like, that's not going to be...
What?
It's going to be separate. It's going to be the tie-in. What they're going to do is they're going to introduce Spider-Man into the Venom-verse in Venom 2.
I think that's fake.
It might be
I'm
a mock-up,
skeptical about that.
But
yeah.
Spider-Man is going to be in Venom 2, and then in the new Spider-Man, Venom is supposed to be in it. So that might be a mock-up, but it looks fucking tremendous.
I've never been as disappointed as I was when I found out that Kenny Powers wasn't going to play Crocodile Dundee.
That was
such a bummer.
Kenny Powers and Chris Hemsworth would have been the dynamic duo for the fucking Crocodile Dundee franchise that we so desperately need in this day and age.
What the world needs.
We need a positive view of Australia. Am I right? Like, 100%. I mean, we need Australia to be bathed
you do.
In a positive
no,
light.
You do.
I'm just saying. Delvin knows what I'm talking about. Delvin's in the chat. Shout out to Delvin. Guys,
shout out Delvin.
You ready to wrap this up, guys? I'm so happy that the creatures came to chill with us tonight. But I think that we are going to go live after this broadcast for a little bit more chat. We'll do maybe I'll open up the phone lines. Maybe we could take some calls if I can get that shit to work.
Oh, you mean leave voicemails?
Delvin, call
something,
in.
Something. I mean, Delvin, if you want a link, I can hit you with a link if you want to join in. Anybody really that wants to join in, hit me with the fucking thing.
Yes, I do.
Delvin, I'll get at you in just a second,
right,
player. Guys, where can they find us?
InnerCirclePN.com. You can find all of the Inner Circle Podcast Network podcasts. This one, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Plunge, The Hood Diner, Failing Hollywood and the Simmons and Moore podcast are all available right fucking there. I don't know what fucking Riles Trudy. Oh my God, he's got the bomb. He's gonna fucking.
He can't
any
he
fucking
can't
way. my name is Adam Simmons. I am of the Simmons and Moore podcast. You can find me at Earth_2_Adam, or you can go to SimmonsandMoore.com, or you can find us on the internet. Also, search for Bobby D. Moore and Bobby Moore Official on his respective. Inner web fucking communication sites.
Jason Almy.
TeamAlmy.com @PartyNakedPod on all the socials. Shit happens when you party naked. Creatures of the Night, motherfucker. Let's do this.
Yes, collectively, you can find us as the Creatures of the Night bi-monthly. Is that the correct term? Bi-weekly?
Should
I mean, it's every fucking 7 days now, right? Or every 10 days or something?
It should be. So long as we can put together a quality product, I think we should record as often as we can do so.
Yes.
Agreed.
But Jason
days a week.
Jason has created us an Instagram now, so we have an Instagram home. What is that at?
Night Creatures Pod.
Night Creatures Pod, Night Creatures on Instagram. Pod. Give us a follow there, as well as Night Creatures on Twitter. And you can get that at the Inner Circle feed, as well as innercirclepn.com. Collectively, with this young lady, we are the Hashtag No Offense Show. Follow us online at HTNOS on all the socials. Visit HTNOS.com. Buy some CBD. Buy some supplements. They'll make you better. I promise. I give you my word.
They do.
Yeah, this has been another episode of Hashtag No Offense. Thanks for sitting in, guys.
Dude, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. We love you so much.
Mwah, I love you. I love you more, Dutch.
I love you more.
It's not possible to love her more than me.
Now we fuck off.